Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fourth and goal at the four. Manning takes the shotgun snap. Fires one to the right. The pass underthrown and incomplete, intended for Ingram.
Play action. Good to the bot top. Throws for Hopkins. Oh, he caught it! He caught it in the end zone. Touchdown! DeAndre Hopkins with an amazing catch just inside the pylon. And the Texans retake the lead with 2:15 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
Brady at the gun takes the snap. He waits. He throws it for the goal line. And it's broken up.
Field for Goff. Eagles lined up across the goal line. Goff, here comes the rush. They're coming in. He is firing. Incomplete! Incomplete! The game is over. The Eagles win. Intended for Reynolds. The Eagles win. The Eagles win. They have upset the Rams.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's picks.
Yes. We roll into the next to last weekend of the regular season. It's unbelievable that that's the case. I've had a brutal year. Brutal. I four consecutive weeks now, bro, at 1-2. At least I'm not going 0-3 every week, but
right,
it hasn't been pretty. I mean, I will say that. And I cannot finish over 500 in the regular season. We'll try to bounce back once we get to the playoffs, but it hasn't been pretty. But nevertheless, week 16, the weekend before Christmas. And, bro, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I know a thing or two about not pretty.
If I mentioned this, too. Today's NFL picks, of course, are brought to you by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ICF, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The book at Harrah's Resort in Bally's Wild Wild West, Atlantic City, wager now by Wall Hour. Paint and Design, Benjamin Moore's largest paint dealer in Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland Counties. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Love Wall Hours. I've gotten a lot of pain from that
there
place over the years. I have been probably more dreadful than you. I took an 0-4 last week. I lost with the Patriots. I lost with Seattle. And I lost with Miami, though the Miami pick was a pure mush pick to get them to lose. But I've been struggling of late. I've dropped well under 500, 20 up, 25 down.
Wow.
I need to go 6-0 over the next 2 weeks.
You're only a game ahead of me now.
I know.
That's stunning.
I've collapsed worse than the 0-7 Mets. And this week, I'm doing something I haven't done all year. I'm taking not one, not two, all three underdogs. Two of them are home underdogs. Let's start with the road underdog, and that's my Baltimore Ravens, who are getting 4.5 in L.A. against the Chargers. A lot of people have fallen deeply in love with the Chargers. Rightfully so. They've played great football. Great win against Kansas City. A lot of anointing going on. This could be the team. They could get to the Super Bowl, this and this and this. Let's not forget who they're facing. They are facing a football team right now who, A, I think all the way around is the best defense in the league. And number two, they're running the ball at a pace we haven't seen, especially in today's NFL. And they're doing it, obviously, with the quarterback. And I don't think that's sustainable for the next 5 years. But can it be sustainable for the next five games? It may. They've run the football very effectively. They have a big-time defense. And think about this during the Ravens streak that they've been on. The game they lost was a game they had against Kansas City, if it wasn't for Patrick Mahomes doing crazy things. So in game number one, with their backs against the wall, because if they lose this game, there is a pretty damn good chance they don't make the playoffs. Give me the Ravens getting 4.5 at the soccer stadium against the Chargers. That's game number one. Game number two. Look, I'm very excited about the Bears. They've had a tremendous regular season. They've wrapped up the NFC North. They also have a big-time defense, probably the second or third best defense in this league. I don't love this game in San Francisco for a myriad of reasons. Where do you want to start? Number one, they just clinched the division, and the odds are very low that they're going to make up enough ground to get a first-round bye. So I could see a hangover. And number two, the Niners are playing. Look what the Niners have done the last 2 weeks. So you got a Bear team that's flying out west against a San Francisco team that, much like last year, they're actually finishing the season strong. The quarterback has not played badly at all. In fact, I take a look at him. If I'm a team desperate for a quarterback and Nick Mullins, this is just reeking of a hangover game. And I'm getting four. So in game number two, give me the Niners plus four at home against the Bears. And game number three, Jet fans, you know this is going to happen. While I will never sit there for any team I root for ever and root against my team, for a few reasons, the Jets are better off losing. Those are the facts. All right, we had that little debate with Carl about an hour and 20 minutes ago. Joe and I have different reasons for this, but we come to the same conclusion. Best case scenario is they don't win. His fear of Todd Bowles, my fear of a draft pick moving from three to, let's say, seven. They're facing a Packer team who thought early in the week that Joe Philbin basically not even guaranteeing Aaron Rodgers is going to play, and a Packer team that's been one of the NFL's biggest disappointments at MetLife Stadium against the Jet team that actually played pretty well last week against the Texans, could have won that game. This reeks of a win. This reeks of that late-in-the-season Jet win that hurts their draft position. I don't think it's going to change the future of Todd Bowles by any stretch, but it will greatly affect where they pick in this draft. I'm getting 3 points in this game. I think the Jets are going to win this game outright. And I think in the moment, I'll be happy. You'll be happy. We'll all be happy because there's no, I can't naturally root against my team. But a half hour after the game ends, I'm going to think to myself, was that really worth it? And the answer is probably not. But you know it, Jet fans. They're going to win this freaking game. Give me the Jets plus three at home against the Packers. Game one, the Ravens getting 4.5 at the soccer stadium against the Chargers. Game two, the Niners getting 4 at home against the Bears. And in game number three, the Jets to ruin their draft position, getting 3 at home against the Packers. Those are my picks. Joe, take it away.
All right, bro. Like I said, 4 consecutive weeks now, 1-2. And I did, obviously, I did it again last week. I lost with the Raiders getting 3 in Cincinnati. The Bengals beat them up pretty good. I lost with the Packers getting 6 in Chicago against the Bears. They lost by 7. And I won with the Eagles getting 11.5 against the Rams in L.A. And, of course, they won the game outright. So we'll try to at least close the season, the regular season strong, even though I can do no better than one game under 500. I'm 19-26 on the year. I'm taking the Redskins tomorrow getting 10.5. I just think the number is way out of whack. I do. The Titans are, both teams need the game. It's a big game for both teams. They're both teams certainly still clearly in the playoff mix. I just don't think the Titans 10.5. I mean, they're a weird team. You don't know what you're getting with the Titans. And even last week when they beat the Giants, I mean, you know, they won 17-0, but I mean, they're not going to go out there and put 40 points on the board. And I think at the very least, the Redskins are going to give you the effort. They're better off with Johnson at quarterback. He wasn't terrible last week in the win over the Jaguars. They still have a relatively decent defensive football team there with the Redskins, even though they've been banged up all over the place, especially on the offensive line. And I don't know what I'm getting from the Titans. Maybe the Titans are looking ahead to the last week of the season when they play the Colts in, you know, what might be a clear playoff game. I don't know. Now, the Tennessee's probably winning, but 10.5, that's a big number. Is Derrick Henry gonna rush for 170 or 240 yards again like he did the last couple weeks? I don't know about that. And I got to believe the Redskins are going to tackle better than the Giants did last week. I mean, that's not saying a lot. And I don't love Mariota. I don't love him. Again, I just think 10.5 is a big number. I mean, they lose by 10, the Redskins, you win. You cover. So this is more about a statement against the Titans and the number's too big than anything else. But give me the Redskins plus 10.5 tomorrow in Tennessee, game one. Game two, I'm taking the Bills. Call me crazy. I'm getting 13.5 points. Something's wrong in New England. And I wonder if this Josh Gordon thing's going to affect them or not. Now, I fully expect the Patriots are going to win this game. But the Bills are still playing. Let's be honest. I know they lost to the Jets a couple weeks ago. But they went out there. They won their game last week against Detroit. Josh Allen hasn't been terrible. I mean, he runs the ball pretty well. And I just think there's something up with the Pats. Something is missing. You know, in a normal scenario, you would think the Pats are going to go out there and win this game 40-0. That's what you would think. They've owned the Bills over the years. You know, at 13.5, I'm laying the points. I don't know. I'm taking Buffalo. I fully expect the Pats to win, but I'm taking the Bills plus 13.5 to cover the number in New England. That's game two. Game three, I am fully entrenched on the Nick Foles bandwagon. I'm in. I think they're going to run the table. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, but I think they're going to win the last three games to finish 9-7. Maybe it gets them in. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. But I just got a feeling about Nick Foles, and they respond to Nick Foles. You saw what happened last week. And the Texans, you know, I mean, look, they clinch the division if they win this game, but they do clinch the division if they win next week as well when they'll play they play the Jaguars. Now, if they want to get the first round bye, they need to win their last two games because you got to figure New England's going to win their last two games. But I just got a feeling the Eagles are playing. And they are the defending Super Bowl champions, and there is something about Nick Foles, and I'm only laying a point here in Philadelphia. So give me the Eagles. And remember, another thing, too, we saw last week, the Eagles got a much better defense than the Jets do, and the Jets sacked Deshaun Watson 6 times last week. Let's not forget that. So give me the Eagles laying one in Philly against Houston. So the Bingo picks for Week 16, I like the Redskins plus 10.5 tomorrow in Tennessee. I like the Bills plus 13.5 Sunday in New England. And I like the Eagles laying one, minus one, at home Sunday against the Texans. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts Pro Football Picks, stunningly, Week 16 in the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.